The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, John Lennon's critically and commercially acclaimed second solo album, Imagine, went to number one worldwide in 1971. And on today's The Lyrics, The Thing, Paul Harrington is going to look at a song from that album that itself reached number one a year after John Lennon's death, but not for John Lennon. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, it's a strange one. Roxy Music released Jealous Guy in 1981 as a tribute to John. That was just after he had been murdered in 1980. And yeah, straight to number one. But it's an absolute classic. I thought it might be nice to look at it. And in many ways, lyrically, it does exactly what it says on the tin. You know, this is John Lennon pouring his heart out, being completely honest about an aspect of his personality that is being a possessive and jealous guy.
Now, it's interesting to learn that the origins of the song began during the period when the Beatles were still together and studying transcendental meditation with the Maharishi in India, and the song was called Child of Nature. What happened to Child of Nature?
I know, it's gas. I mean, it was all peace and love at that time, so everything was all about love and nature. But the only thing that survived after they kind of got back to I suppose, some sort of reality, the only thing that survived was the melody that when it became Jealous Guy. But John tried to introduce the song many, many times in the last years together when they were kind of squabbling and fighting, but it never quite made the cut. And it was only until Yoko Ono convinced John to write a new set of lyrics, and she suggested that he would write something a bit more personal and sensitive. Then it became Jealous Guy. And there was, I checked out an extensive interview he did with BBC's Woman's Hour many years ago, back in 71. This was recorded at his home. This is where he recorded the album Imagine, famous for the big white piano and all that jazz in the video. But he talked of his possessive nature, and he said, when you actually are in love with somebody, you tend to be jealous and you want to own them and possess them 100%, which I do. He says, I love Yoko. I want to possess her completely. And then he kind of says, I don't want to stifle her, you know. That's the danger, that you want to possess them to death. That's the end of that quote.
You certainly don't want to do that. Now, jealousy, complex combination of emotions, insecurity is at the heart of it. And John Lennon is unflinchingly honest about that part of his personality. I mean, the lyric goes, I was dreaming of the past, my heart was beating fast, I began to lose control.
Yeah, I mean, they're the opening lines, you know, and you know, I was feeling insecure, you might not love me anymore, shivering inside, all of these, you know, right down to the last verse. I was trying to catch your eye, I thought that you were trying to hide. That you know, that feeling of losing control, swallowing his pain, it kind of captures that horrible feeling in a relationship, you know, the physical losing control, the heartbeat racing, shivering, sickening feeling, you know, trying to catch somebody's eye, and you know, they might be talking to somebody else, and you know that you've lost your grip, and then of course comes the ultimate destruction of it all. I didn't mean to hurt you, I'm sorry that I made you cry. You know, it's all pretty unhealthy, but the thing is, it happens. And as a song, you know, I think it's a great reminder of the real vulnerability of the human condition. You know, confidence is not a constant, as they say. And you know, to quote John Lennon again, you know, he in another written interview, he says the lyrics explain themselves clearly. He says, I was a very jealous, possessive guy towards everything, very, very insecure male, and a guy who wanted to put his woman in a little box, and so on. There's, you know, it's a little bit strange, but basically he says, you know, he didn't want his woman to be to do anything outside of him. Everything had to go through him, because if she did something independently, it made him feel very insecure. So anyway, you know, the thing.
Are you going to do the whistling bit during your performance?
I've been whistling all my life, Pat. I whistle for my supper every Tuesday morning, but I think I'll give it a miss, because it's a tricky enough song, and it's a very interesting, you know, when I started to try to work through it, you know, it's higher than you think, and it's I mean, just very quickly, here's the strange thing I thought about even listening to John and listening to Roxy Music or Brian Ferry. It's weird, it doesn't sound like John is saying, writing all this about himself, even though he tells you that it clearly is about him. But sure, anyway, no whistling, just playing and singing.
No whistling. All right, in your own time then, Jealous Guy, written by John Lennon. Here we go.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you, and I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. Might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was trying to catch your eye. I thought that you were trying to hide. I was swallowing my pain. Swallowing my pain. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I'm just a jealous guy. I'm just a jealous guy.